World number 4 Rafa Nadal continued his superb form with the dominant 6-1, 6-2, 6-2 win over Roberto Bautista Agut to move into the French Open quarterfinals.
For me, the only thing is I am in quarterfinals and I am healthy and I am playing well. That's the only important thing for me, not the rest of the things. Doesn't matter.
World number 9, Kei Nishikori, survived a two-set blackout to beat South Korean Jung Hee-on 7-5, 6-4, 6-7, 0-6, 6-4 in their rain-delayed French Open third-round tie. France's Kristina Maldonovic knocked out the defending French Open women's champion Garbine Muguruza of Spain 6-1, 3-6, 6-3. Fourth seed Muguruza could only win 15 points in the first set.
I just think it was a tricky round. I think all the opponents that I had in this path to until today, they were extremely hard, and they were also clay court players, and I think that today didn't just went my way.
It was end of the road for American 10 seed Venus Williams as she lost her fourth round match 7-5, 2-6, 1-6 to the 30th seeded Temia Bakszynski of Switzerland. It was second year in a row that Bakszynski has beaten Williams in the fourth round in Paris.
Yeah, I feel like I played well in this tournament. I mean, I played well in Rome. I feel like I played well today, but, you know, I didn't quite figure out the solution in time, and so I have to move on to the next one.
Spaniard Carreño Busta reached his first Grand Slam quarterfinal as he beat 5th-seeded Milos Raonic of Canada 4-6, 7-6, 6-7, 6-4, 8-6 in the French Open 4th round.
I just wasn't very efficient.
Especially through the first three sets, I had a lot of times where I'm controlling the point and short forehands that I wasn't very efficient with, and just let him stick around in those moments.
Dominic Thiem is through to the French Open quarterfinals for the second successive year after easing past Horacio Zeballos 6-1, 6-3, 6-1.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.